What's your experience been with NAB, and what's your perception in terms of potential advantages?
Well, the NAB paclitaxel does not require cremaphore to become soluble in water, and therefore it does not require the corticosteroid premedication. It was compared in a head-to-head study against pure paclitaxel. Unfortunately, that study used different doses of the two drugs, 175 of paclitaxel versus 260 of NAB paclitaxel. They looked equivalent in that trial. There's a study reported at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium comparing weekly NAB paclitaxel versus every 3-week docetaxel, suggesting rough comparability in the metastatic setting. So what's interesting to me is that taxanes continue to be very plastic drugs, by which I mean you can use them in different schedules and different settings. They are drugs that, when you give them in different ways, have different side effects. So for instance, when you give weekly paclitaxel, you almost never see hypersensitivity reactions. And you do not need the more extensive 20 milligram of Decadron premedication the night before and morning of. You can get away with a single administration of Decadron on the day of treatment in clinic and still very rarely see hypersensitivity. So I think that, you know, in routine practice, there are a lot of easy ways to give taxanes, and they'll continue to be standard parts of our care for a long time.
Another potential advantage of NAB has been the shorter infusion time. Can you talk about that?
It is true that the drug is given over, I think, 15 to 30 minutes compared to 1 hour for weekly paclitaxel, and that is a potential advantage.